You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. And those of you joining us for the very first time, a special welcome. I'm glad you're here. Welcome aboard. I hope you enjoy the show and come back again and again and again. Be sure you get over to our website, kevinsmithshow.com, and subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. The K-Files e-zine is our free weekly newsletter, and you need to get your hands on it, all right? It is, it's good. Most people, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to, but most people stay with us forever. Once they subscribe, they're in, that's it. They stay with us. And we even have some folks that have been with us from the very beginning. And so they've been getting K-Files e-zine for 8 years now. As a matter of fact, 8 years this month, we had our birthday on somewhere around the 10th or 11th. I'm not sure exactly what was the exact start date, but somewhere around the 10th or 11th of May. And so it was 8 years. And there are some folks that have been with us the whole time. And we invite you to do the same thing, all right? It, like I say, it's free. So there's really no reason not to do it, is there? I can't think of one. And we don't, you know, I don't give out your email address to anybody. I don't, you know, we don't rent the list or loan the list or anything like that, okay? So you're not going to be spammed as a result of subscribing. Now, what we're going to do tonight, this has been an eventful week. Some of you are not subscribers to the K-Files e-zine. Therefore, you do not know what has what happened last night and why we weren't there. And I invite you to go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and the explanation of what it was that kept us from broadcasting is there. All you have to do is go over to the website. You will see a notice on the right side, close to the top. You'll see a link that says notice, where was the show on Thursday night? So you click that, and there's the explanation, all right? We got that fixed. We're back. Everything is working as it should, and I hope that we have no technical difficulties tonight. All right, now, this is Open Line Live night. That means, of course, that whatever it is that's on your mind, we'll be glad to let you share that with us, and we'll talk about it, as long as it's not politics, all right? If it's not politics and you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. There are, of course, a few things in the news that are pretty hot right now. One is this UFO that exploded over Vietnam. I read some interesting stuff online today about that. Don't know if I believe it, but there's some interesting things being reported about that. Then there's the news conference that Jeff Pickman, is it Pickman or Peckman? Anyway, out in Colorado, he was going to hold a press conference today and show members of the media a video of a real live breathing alien. As it turns out, I've seen that video before. It's not new. You'll wonder why the press didn't already have it. What do you think about that? We'll be back right after this. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Did you know The Kevin Smith Show selects one of its very best shows each week and turns it into a free podcast? Well, it's true. You can download free Kevin Smith Show podcast right now and get a free fresh podcast each week. Do you want to start building your own library of Kevin Smith shows? All you have to do is visit our website at kevinsmithshow.com and click the free podcast link. They're yours for the download. It's Open Line Live tonight, and as I said, we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is open, 1-800-289-1092. And maybe you want to talk about one of the guests that we've had, or maybe you want to talk about a topic we discussed, maybe you've seen something strange in the neighborhood, maybe a UFO, or maybe you've seen you've had a ghostly encounter. I had lunch today at a restaurant that is supposed to be haunted. It's two old houses that have been put together. And by the way, they serve excellent food there. It's supposed to be haunted. Had a great conversation with someone who works there about this place. Well, maybe you have had an encounter somewhere. Well, if so, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear what's on your mind. Again, you may have something that you've seen. It may be something you've seen, or you may want to talk about something you've heard here on the show. And whatever it is, we'll talk about it. Now, as you know, there is a new spacecraft on Mars, and this new spacecraft, of course, is called the Phoenix, and it is supposed to be looking for, you know, possible signs of past life on Mars. There are anomalous things already showing up in some of the photographs. Some of you have sent me photographs, links to photographs, and there are some strange anomalous things showing. There's one that shows this vertical white thing standing way out on the horizon. I don't know what it is, but there it is. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. It's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And yourself?
I'm doing well, sir.
Well, I'm actually just finally getting rest in the last couple of days. I've been busy. I missed the video earlier today about that alien there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed it. My brother's graduation and whatnot. If Danny's listening, you know, congratulations on the graduation. Boy, I'm telling you, this year I think is going to be one of the biggest years when it comes to UFO disclosure, this year and next. I think there's a lot of signs that are pointing to it.
Like what?
Well, you got the Vatican that's coming out with almost pretty much saying that aliens exist. You have this alien footage that's being leaked to the media, and UFO sightings have been pretty much off the charts in the last few months. So I think something very big is going to be happening very shortly.
Well, that may be the case. Have you seen the video? I know you didn't see the press conference, but have you seen the video that he released?
Well, I've been going through YouTube, and it seems that there's some. I can't tell which ones are real and which one is not. There's seems to be a lot of copycat videos that are being put up, so I'm trying to find the actual video of it, but I'm still going to go look through it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It may be real. I don't know. It's hard to tell when you look at it.
Yeah.
It's not hard to tell that you're looking at what looks like a gray. That's easy to see.
Yeah, that.
But, you know, it's hard to tell if it's genuine or not. I don't know what to think about it.
Well, I remember seeing a video one time about with George Bush holding a press conference, and there's an alien that shows up in the window.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them. It's hard to tell which ones are real, which ones are not. Just like the Apollo 20 videos that popped up over the past few months, you know.
Yeah. I suspect the one with George Bush is a fake.
Yeah, I think that one was.
Because you certainly have, you know, there are tons of Washington press corps present anytime the president speaks.
Yeah.
And none of them noticed it.
So
well, you know, I gotta think. Perhaps it's not real.
Well, there's also been reports about people who couldn't see UFOs with the naked eye, but when they put it on a camera, they were able to see it. You remember that photo that from England a few months ago, where they shot a picture and the UFO showed up on the picture?
Yeah, there are a lot of stories about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could, you know, again, like you never know. So
what do you think? You think that George Bush had a extraterrestrial, a gray in the White House?
Quite frankly, it wouldn't surprise me.
It would surprise me.
Well, with all the rumors around that most of the world elite are all reptilians or aliens themselves in disguise, you know, it frankly wouldn't surprise me.
Well, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it all of that sort of began with David Icke.
Yeah, David Icke, and then brought on, then carried on with Alex Jones and a bit of Steve Quayle along with it too.
Yeah, but you know, don't you find it very, very difficult to buy that? I mean, whether you like George Bush or you don't like George Bush, that's beside the point.
Yeah, and
when you look at him,
anyway.
I have a hard time looking at him or anybody else and seeing a reptile.
Well, we're not not going to get into politics, so...
No, it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with extraterrestrial origins. I've read all that stuff. I've heard all the speeches and stuff and seen the seminars that David Icke does, and I find it excessively difficult to buy that these people that he points to, and George Bush is one of them, are reptiles.
But I do frankly believe in the fact that the world elite are trying to control the whole world, and pretty much they already do, really.
Well, yeah, that's sort of in the nature of being a world leader. They control a lot, and they want to control more. That's the nature of that beast.
And I think that's pretty much the entire cause of the gas, the rising gas prices and food prices. I think you know, you control the food, you control the people. You know what I mean?
You do until they get really upset about it.
Well, it can also be a bit psychological with that, because when people get desperate, if they're desperate to feed their kids, they'll do anything. If they have to submit to them to be able to feed their kids, then desperate people will do it. You know, desperate people will do desperate things.
Well, point well made, and point taken, yeah.
Okay,
hey, man,
well,
I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good
all
night.
Right, you bet. Bye. 1-800-289-1092, toll free. Since I'm paying for the call, I see no reason why you should not pick up your phone and give us a call and say what's on your mind. Maybe you've got a question you've been wanting to ask me. It's just, you know, man, if I could just get through, I'd ask Smith this. Well, here's your shot. All right, whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Ryan in Washington.
Hey, Ryan.
It's becoming a daily thing calling your show. I like it. As far as Kevin goes, this video with that was released today. The sad news is it hasn't been released. You have to buy the documentary to watch it.
Well, you can see it for free over YouTube.
No, actually, to be honest, the video that's on YouTube is a complete reenactment. There was a press conference today in Colorado, and you had to be there to see the video, and there was no cameras allowed in the press conference to tape it. There's been one screenshot released. All the videos on YouTube are reenacted videos. He was on Larry King tonight, and I'm starting to suspect that there's a ploy to this, because first of all, he's been talking about this for 5 years. He is not. It's a total hoax. This whole thing is a hoax. You have to buy the documentary to see the video in full, and he's not showing it to me, the video. And the one picture of the real video that he has is on, I think it's on the Coast to Coast site. But I just wanted to tell Kevin, I think he's kind of take it with caution and kind of go slow and not believe it right away, because I have a lot of suspects. I just don't buy it. I just think it's bogus. It loses credibility for me when you have to see the documentary in order to see the real video. But.
Yeah. Okay. I was under the impression that the ones that I saw on YouTube were what he was showing.
No, there's a couple of reenactments that are out there that people made, but he was on Larry King tonight, and he was talking about it, and Larry King said, well, why can't you just show the video on here? And he said, no, we're going to hold out, and we're not going to show anybody until you tell the documentary is released because of copyright issues or something. So I just wanted to give people a word of caution on that, to go slow on it.
Okay, so your impression is it's a total hoax?
Well, I'm not going to jump to conclusions right away, obviously. I'm kind of like you. I kind of want to take my time with it, but from what I've seen so far, I just don't understand why he's not giving the public access to this video.
Because he's going to make money from it.
Well, it was a press conference today in Colorado, and there was only a select few people that were able to see it, and they weren't able to videotape it, and so we have to wait. You have to buy the documentary to see it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, look, man, I appreciate the information. Thanks for the call. Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. It sounds as if the purpose is to make money from it. I want to tell you that making money is not evil. However, it would seem that he would be able to release at least maybe 5 seconds of it where you can see 5 seconds of it. And then say if you want to get the whole thing and the documentary, then you got to pay for it. Seems like you could do that. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Rebecca from Mississippi.
Rebecca from Mississippi. Are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller, but my husband and I are longtime listeners to your show.
Oh, well, great.
To talk to you.
Great. Well, let me applaud you for calling. A little applause for you.
Thank you.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, do you remember when you were in the chat room and you had just entered a question to one of the people in the chat room about helicopters in Mississippi and the chat room went down?
I do.
That was my husband you put the question to.
Oh, well.
And we laughed about it when it went down. I said, the government must not want you to talk to Kevin about the helicopters.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I suspected it, but I have no proof of that. And, I do know that as soon as I hit enter and posted that question, it was like, bang, that was it. The whole chat room was dead.
Yeah, my husband said, what happened? I was like, I don't know what happened. He says the question came up and I got kicked out.
Well, so did I.
Yeah, and it was a few weeks later. You remember they brought out a story about a helicopter focusing on the Statue of Liberty, unmarked, but can listen to anybody, in the area. And we were just wondering if that's the helicopters that we had been seeing for almost the last 6 months flying around here in Mississippi. They're black, unmarked, no identification on them, and they fly at all different times.
And who says that they can listen to everybody?
It was on several of the internet shows were talking about that, that they could listen in to people and having conversations. And we were just wondering what you had heard about it.
Well, I had not heard that, but I have spent some amount of time in helicopters, and I would find it very, very difficult to think that a helicopter could do that, because one of the most prominent things about being inside a helicopter is it is absolutely deafening. It is so loud, it's unbelievable. And you have to wear earplugs, and then there are some ear protection, looks like headphones over that, and still it's so loud that you it's deafening. When you get off of the helicopter, your ears ring for a while.
Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I would, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I would find that very difficult technologically, because those rotors up top.
Mm-hmm.
Are pushing air to the ground. It's coming past you to keep you up in the air. And it comes at a very high rate of speed, and it's a very choppy sound, and it is huge. It is loud. I was being medevaced when I was in Bosnia. And the medic on board was asking me questions that I couldn't answer because I couldn't hear him. I could see his mouth moving, and I could faintly hear that there was a voice, but I couldn't understand what he was saying, and I couldn't answer him.
Wow. I never thought about that. The next question I had for you is on the pictures of the Phoenix on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the pictures, we thought it was really interesting and neat, all the, you know, the pictures that they have posted up.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I noticed is how come the lander looks so clean? There's no dust except for on the pads that are actually on the surface of Mars, but there's no dust on the lander or anything like that itself.
Where it is, where it landed is frozen.
Okay.
And hang on just 1 second. Well, let's see. Let me. All right. I'm trying to get used to these Skype calls coming in, so I had to put one on hold, and I hope he will hold.
Okay.
Where it landed is frozen.
Okay.
And it may be that there's just not as much dust. It would be like landing on Antarctica.
Okay.
There is obviously a small amount of dust, but there just may not be much.
It wouldn't blow up as much with it being frozen. It wouldn't blow up as much when it landed and pushed dust up into the air as it would as if it landed in a more desert environment.
I think that's quite possible, yeah.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you, Kevin.
Great talking with you. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to our Skype line, and let's see. How do I do this? I think that's it. Are you with me on Skype?
Yes, Kevin. How are you tonight? It's Tony from New South Wales, Australia.
Tony, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, very good, Dave. Very well, mate. I've just got over the head cold, though, so please excuse the bit of a muffled voice. Listen, it was last week. I think Kevin from Ontario was asking about me, about the Blue Mountains, some of the UFOs that are coming out of the Blue Mountains. Yes, I do have a lot of information, but I just won't be able to get it out tonight. But over a series of weeks when we're doing these open line shows, yes, I can give some of the documentation out that I have. And also I'd like to send you some video footage later on through the month though, Kevin, it's okay.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. That'll be great. We're only about a minute and a half before break. You want to share a little bit with us, and we maybe can hold you over through the break.
Yes, certainly, Kevin, not a problem. Yes, the UFO activity out of the Blue Mountains has been happening well before World War II. Now, we're talking about 1938 through to present day, anywhere from a single craft to multiple crafts. I've been up there quite a few times, and I've seen these, I wouldn't call them the classic UFO type, I'd call them an orb-type object. Extremely bright, and anywhere from 10 to 15 foot across. Now, these things are coming and going out of where we call the Jameson Valley in the Blue Mountains. Now, whether it's a base or they're actually disappearing and re-entering another dimension there, or there could be an underground base, I'm not too sure. But for listeners that like to check up UFO Triangles Blue Mountains on the websites, they'll pull up all the relevant information, and yes, they'll be able to have a look for themselves.
All right. Give that web address again.
Yes, UFO Triangles Blue Mountains. Now, the chap that operates that, his name is Rex Gilroy. Now, he's one of the leading UFO authorities in Australia. Another chap is Keith Basterfield, and he's pretty good too. But look for Rex Gilroy, or just even type in Rex Gilroy UFOs. It'll come up, and all the relevant information will come up for it.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate the call. That's great.
Not a problem, Kevin. Okay, we'll hopefully talk to you later on down the track, mate. Have a good night, and we'll catch you later.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Tony. All right, folks, bear with me. We've got Skype back on tonight. I'm trying to still get used to this. Technology and I sometimes are not friends. But we've got a lot of folks who are online and live outside of the USA. They live outside of Canada. And Skype gives them the opportunity to call in, and it doesn't cost them. All right, we'll be back after this. Welcome back. It's Open Line Live. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Tom from Chatsworth, California.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Outstanding.
We thought you were going to pull an Art Bell last night.
No, I'll tell you. That was due to technological gremlins.
Well, we're all glad you're okay and appreciate all the hard work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if you've ever done a show on the Philadelphia experiment.
Actually, we have. Sort of. Do you know the name John Hutchinson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's been with us several times, and he and Dr. Ron Milione did a scale model reenactment of the Philadelphia experiment. And they met with some success there, and there were videos of the experiment, and so yeah, we had them on talking about that.
So, do you think some of it's true, or?
Well, I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
It is. You know, is it true? It's a possibility.
You know, I tell you one thing that's interesting. I watched a video on the Philadelphia experiment, and they said they had some couple of guys that were supposedly on the ship.
Yeah.
And they jumped off and went to 1983 and then came back in 1943. And I think it was Al Bielik.
Yeah, and Preston Nichols.
Yes, and Duncan Cameron was, I don't know, it's a weird story. But anyway, the interesting thing that I found out was someone had asked if they ever went into the future, and they said that they couldn't get past 2012.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They hit a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from like 1989, so I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that remote viewers cannot see past 2012. I don't know. I personally, I think on that's supposed to be December the 21st,
right.
2012. Personally, I think on December the 22nd, I will get up and go Christmas shopping.
There you go.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that listen to this show that strongly disagree with that view, and that's good. That's what freedom's about. But I think it's not going to be like Y2K. I think we are going to see some catastrophes and cataclysms. I think they're already started.
Right.
But is it the end of the human race? I categorically disbelieve that. I categorically do not buy that that's the end of the human race. I think we will survive 2012 and pretty much intact.
Yeah, I think it's a new awakening. So, okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-289-1092. You may disagree with what I just said. That's fine. It's not a requirement at the Kevin Smith Show. It's not a requirement that you agree with the host. All right? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hey, Don. Good
to
hear from you.
I'm calling up to disagree with you.
Okay, disagree with me, man.
No, I'm just joking. But, I just heard you say that, so hell, somebody's got to.
Well, it's fine. You know that. You've been listening to the show for a long time, and you know if people disagree with me, it's okay.
Yeah, and you know I disagree with you occasionally.
Yeah.
And we still remain friends.
That is true. Yeah, and you know, let me just say this. We've lost in this country that capacity. In general, people have gotten into this, if you don't agree with me, then, you know, we can't be friends.
Well,
that's just nuts.
Not only that, there's so many people out there trying to make it to the top in radio shows, TV shows, or whatever, you know. They want to pander to their guests, or their guests pander to them, you know. And they're afraid to insult anybody.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, if you believe in something, you got to stick with it.
Well, I think so, yeah. However, look, you and I have talked, and I think you've probably read my book, but we've talked about it, and I don't know whether you agree with it or not, but you know that there are lots of people that disagree with my book. Well, there are a lot of people that agree with it. It doesn't matter to me whether they agree or disagree. That's not an issue. I stated what I think needed to be stated. They can believe what they want to believe, or, you know, and why is that an issue? I don't think it's an issue.
Well, no, it's not. And the thing about disagreeing or agreeing, it brings things to the table, which might not otherwise be discussed.
Well, that's true, and you can't discuss things. In my opinion, you really cannot discuss things deeply unless somebody is offering a different viewpoint. You know, otherwise it's just everyone patting everyone on the back and saying, we're all right.
Yeah,
different viewpoint is healthy.
You can call it patting each other on the back, or you can call it just simply sucking up. Because that's what a lot of people do, you know, just plain suck up. They want to be on the good side. They want nobody to dislike them.
Well, that is the truth, and it's unfortunate because it really, that sort of thing kills public discourse of many, many issues. And but I don't understand why someone can, I don't understand this idea that if someone disagrees with me, then that's got to be my enemy. You know, look, I have a brother-in-law who is a Southern Baptist minister.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's a great guy. But do you think he buys my book? I don't think so. I think he probably very strongly disagrees with many of the things I say in that book. But he's still a great guy. I still like him. There's not a problem with that. And that's, you know, we don't talk about politics, and I'm not going to. But I will say that politics has become very, very unhealthy as a result of people are screaming at each other rather than listening and offering different points of view and discussing and trying to hammer out something in the middle that can be done.
Yeah, that's the way it is with politics. You know, we're all compassionate in our beliefs, and I'm the same way, so it's best, you know, to just not discuss it. So let everybody have their beliefs, and we'll find out in the long run who's right and who's wrong.
but you see, in a deal where we can't even talk to each other anymore, then both are wrong.
Yeah, but that's the way it's always been with politics. It's been a very, very heated discussion, and I can understand why you don't do politics in a show, because why get in distractions, and that's what it is. The politics turns into a distraction.
Yeah.
What we really want to talk about, we want to talk about ufology, paranormal, and things like that, and start letting politics into it. Then it totally distracts from the whole subject.
It does, but we talk about the strange, the weird, the unexplained, and I got to tell you, if politics keeps going as it has for the past few years, it's very soon going to get into the strange, the weird, and unexplained.
Yeah. Anyways, before too much time passes here, I wanted to give you a little plug, if you don't mind. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I want to give a little plug for your listeners. And I know that Kevin does not go to his listeners much, and because he feels like he overdoes it, which he doesn't, at times needs for donations. And, you know, donations are just like a public broadcasting service. You got to look at Kevin. And he brings us a lot of information. And even though Kevin Smith Show is as large as it is, we're still basically, when we listen to Kevin Smith Show, we get to know each other, and we feel like a family. And I really feel that in order to keep a family together, families got to pull together. And it's no big deal, you know, just if everybody donated, just say a measly $2 each. I mean, that would cover a lot of territory. And I know even the poor of us can afford $2 each to keep Kevin's show going for a long time. And there's going to be those who can afford a lot more. And hey, I'm doing it, and my wife's tough, man. I'm telling you, my wife's tough. She's about to kick my behind if I give another dollar. And if I can stand up to my wife, if you guys knew her, I mean, she would scare you to death. So if I can stand up to that, come on, you guys can give a couple bucks each.
I appreciate that, Don.
Kevin's at a critical point right now, so come on, people, just a couple bucks each, it's no big deal. Come on, you spend that much for a coffee in the morning. Just do it.
Well, Don, I want you to know I appreciate it. I really do. And, folks, I got to tell you, this is not planned. I didn't know he was going to say this. In fact, I didn't even know that Don would call us tonight. But, Don, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, Kevin. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, 1-800-289-1092. I appreciate all of our listeners, all of you, all over the world. I appreciate you. You are what this show is about. This show is not about me. It's really not. It's about you and what you're interested in. And I so much appreciate those of you who call in, who email me. I'm humbled by your very kind comments. And those of you who donate and support and help us keep going, I appreciate you too so much. And I don't know what to say after all of that. But I'm rescued now by the break. So we'll be back right after this break, and we'll continue with your calls. Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. Welcome back. I got a flash message that asked a question that I think is worthy of answer. By the way, the telephone line is open, 1-800-289-1092, toll-free throughout USA and Canada. The flash message says, Kevin, why does your broadband player not work when I have broadband? Well, first of all, let me tell you, it does work. It's perhaps that your broadband system is not compatible. Let me explain. a whole lot of the broadband systems being sold as broadband are barely double the throughput rate of a 56K dial-up modem. But they're being advertised as broadband, okay? And that, in many cases, if that's what you've got, that's not going to be fast enough to really handle broadband stuff. It just gets you around the internet faster than dial-up, but it's not really going to handle broadband broadcasts and things like that. Now, the answer to that is very simple. Click where it says dial-up. I mean, just because you're on DSL doesn't mean that dial-up won't work. Click it and listen to your heart's content. You'll love it. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Gary from Nebraska.
Gary from Nebraska. Now, it's been a very long time since I've heard from you.
Correct again.
Yeah, it's been 2 years at least.
Oh, no, I don't think so. It probably feels like it, huh?
It does. It seems like a long time. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, sir, a couple of items. You were talking earlier about the video in Denver. And I was reminded that I have a tape. Do you know the name John Carpenter?
Yes.
Well, in 1996, I think it is, he put out a videotape, and the title is, Do We Finally Have a Genuine Alien Image on Videotape? Now, I don't know if this is connected to what's going on in Denver. It probably isn't. But I couldn't help thinking about it because the subtitle is The Face in the Window.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, something to think about there.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if we've ever had John Carpenter on this show. I think that we have. It would have been a long time ago, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, I suppose. I don't think he's been on the scene, at least not visible to me.
Let me see. John Carpenter. I have his email address. Yep, he's in my database. So he has been with us, but it has been a very long time since he's been with us.
Maybe it's been too long?
Maybe. I'll send him an email. Tell him he's got a fan.
Oh, yes, he does, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that came up, I think you started out talking about Mars and the new photos, or relatively new at this point. And I was looking at one almost immediately when they downloaded, and I've since looked at it again, and there was some question about, what is that white thing out in the distance?
Yeah.
I know, I looked at it pretty hard. Kevin, I'm probably wrong, but I was thinking that that's just a flaw in the transmission.
It may be. It may be just a spot where the pixels are dropped out.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
What do I know?
Well, it's vertical, and it's way out there on the horizon.
Yeah, and it's too far to make anything of it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I blew it up. I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you for the great shows you've been having this season. It's just this whole spring and late winter. And my goodness, I don't know how you do it, but congratulations. I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I sure do. And let me say, it's made possible by the audience. The audience makes it possible.
Well, I believe that.
Man, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you again.
And good to talk to you. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I haven't heard from Gary in Nebraska for a long time. We used to hear from him frequently, but I haven't heard from him in a long time. What about you? Have we ever heard from you? Well, tonight's your night. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. And it's toll free. Yeah, the face in the window, supposedly what Peckman, supposedly what he was going to show the press today and ostensibly showed them was a video of a gray P-51 peering through the window of a house. And maybe that is authentic. Now, we've already had one caller tonight that says, no, it's a hoax. I believe that was Ryan from Washington State. I don't know what to think about it. And, I thought I had seen the video on YouTube, but Ryan said all those on YouTube are reenactments, so I don't know. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie.
How you doing today?
Outstanding.
Okay, a while back, Kevin, you had Marshall Masters on your show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Planet X.
Yep.
And he was talking about, they call it painted rust. About, when Planet X started getting close, the infrastructure of certain places going to, they had that bridge collapse.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. New York had another crane collapse today.
Yeah, I saw that. I think one person killed in that, right?
Yeah, so far. Now, this is the third incident in New York. You had the steam explosion. Then a few months ago, you had the first crane accident. Now, this is another crane accident. That's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, it's something's going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's all I got to say, but it's just something really weird is going on.
Yeah, and, something really weird is going on all around the world. I mean, have you noticed all the tornadoes in places where they don't have tornadoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something is going on. And one more thing, Kevin. I don't know. I heard on another talk show something about we have a satellite that can actually show holograms. Did you hear anything about that?
Oh, I've been hearing about that for years. I don't know if that's true, but it would not surprise me. We have some very smart scientists and technical people. There's not a doubt in my mind that they could put something like that together, but do we have it? I don't know.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, Kevin.
All right, man. Thank you.
Good show.
All right, thanks. 1-800-289-1092, and whatever's on your mind, let's go for it. Let's rock and roll, all right? Let's talk about this thing in Vietnam, this UFO. And I reported on this night before last when Stanton Friedman was on the show with me. They're reporting out of the national press agency there, the state press agency in Vietnam, that a UFO exploded over an island that belongs to Vietnam. And people on the island, as well as people on shore, and this island sits just offshore, off of the Cambodian shore, people on shore, as well as on the island, saw it and heard it, and they recovered chunks of this. They recovered pieces of the metal, chunks of it. What do you think about that? Caller, we are just about to go to break here in about a minute. If you will, tell us your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, it's Kevin in North Carolina. I can hang on.
All right. Well, go ahead and get started. If I have to cut us off, we will just hang on through the break.
Well, I was going to say that that pole or whatever it is, that thing in the picture from Mars.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that is, Kevin.
What
is it? That's the North Pole marker for tourists to take their picture.
I thought you were going to tell me that was a Martian clothesline.
Now, did you hear that one of the NASA guys said, oh, it must be a polar bear? So, they have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm sort of convinced that, like the other caller, that it's probably pixel dropout.
Sure.
Although, usually pixel dropout leaves a black mark.
It's like all those people that post all these videos on YouTube where the picture gets bad, and they say, oh, look, they're turning into reptilians.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's the compression artifact for that particular style of video.
Oh, yeah, it's a really, really bad video. Hang on through the break,
okay.
Will you? All right. The North Pole. We'll be back right after this.
call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back. It is Open Line Live, and that means we'll talk about what's on your mind. And let's go back to the telephone. Are you still with me?
I am.
All right. So you don't buy the idea that those photographs that show that white thing sticking up out there on the Martian horizon, you don't think that's anything that's actually there on the surface?
No, I highly doubt it. It's so many people are... I mean, I know that there are real phenomena out there, but there's so many things like these orbs that people photograph. So much of that is, you know, tricks of the camera, the way the light hits the lens, the shutters. To me, the telltale thing is things like when the orb looks like something you would see under a microscope. That's an optical effect. So people see a lot of things that aren't really there. That's not to say that there's never something anomalous there. It's just... only a certain percentage of the time, I think. So, no, I don't think that's anything on Mars.
Well, a lot of times, I think it's human nature. A lot of times people love for someone to sneak up behind them and say, boo. They
right.
get the thrill out of it. And, you know, again, I agree with you. I you know, that's not to say that there's no real anomalies. There are. But a lot of the things that people point to really aren't.
And, you know, it does a disservice to run around saying these things are when they aren't. So, hey, mm-hmm. I want to thank you again for Stanton Friedman the other night. Man, super guest. He is a really nice guy. I've enjoyed him for years. And, you know, he is so common sense about things that I just love his approach to it all. So,
he's an interesting guy. He really is.
Yes. So, real quick for you, you have to go look at to the next caller. I sent you an email after the last open line that I called. I finally found it about the wing thing over the southwest United States. Did you get the link?
No.
Oh, well, I sent it to...
you're talking about the
NRO
giant
thing.
Yeah, balloon. Or dirigible.
Yeah, they were talking about a blimp, but since that time, I'm aware of a commercial venture that wants to create a giant wing with solar panels all over it and little radio packages underneath it, and they want to orbit it over like cities like Phoenix and things. Instead of putting, you know, radio systems on tall towers on mountains, you just strap them onto this thing and send it up and have it orbit around an area for 30 days at a time. And I'm like, if they're talking about that as a, I think Motorola is one of the companies in it, if they're talking about doing that as a commercial venture, one can only take that article and extrapolate it and say, who knows what the National Reconnaissance Office has floating over our country, you know.
And now, would this thing be out in space, or it would be suborbital?
Oh, it'd be suborbital, but it would be so high, nobody would notice. You know, I used to live in Arkansas before I moved here. And when you saw something anomalous in the sky, you noticed it because there's not much up there, you know. But now that I'm about an hour north of Charlotte, and I see so many lights in the sky, I don't pay attention anymore. And it's gotten me to realize that there could be anomalous things in the skies all over this country, and nobody would notice it because it's just one more moving light.
Well, you're right, and I'll tell you something. One of the things that I noticed when I came back to this country 4 years ago, when I came back, you probably, if you've been listening for any length of time, you've heard me talk about this. Walk down the street and just notice, people will not look at you. They look at the ground.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like I had come back to a whole different country.
And, let me tell you something I've noticed fairly recently. Excuse me for interrupting, mm-hmm. but I've noticed here just like in the last few months, I've really taken note of this, that I'll go places and the employees will not, they'll talk to you, but they're complaining about their work and bosses. Like, this is 2 days ago, I walk into Walmart. The greeter, you know, looks at me and I nod and she says, how are you doing? I said, fine, how are you? And I'm walking on past her. And I hear her continuing to talk behind me, And something like, well, if only the customer service person would get down here and do so-and-so. And I kind of turned around and looked and realized she was saying all this to me, just complaining to a total strange customer about, you know. And I said, people are very dissatisfied. And so it used to be, like you said, people started to go in their own bubble and live in their own world. Now they're coming out of it, but all they're doing is complaining.
Coming out and growling.
Yes, there you go. That's the way to put it. So.
And let me tell you, let me give you a reason why. I got an email just before showtime from I assume, Tucson, Arizona. And there's some charts on here. Pardon me. It compares the poorest 10 counties in America with the richest 10 counties. All right? Now, Wilcox County, Alabama, the percent of monthly income spent on fuel is 15.41%. Because their average income for the year, the median income, is $17,526. So that the percentage of their income that has to be spent on fuel at $3.73 is 15.4%. Sussex County, New Jersey, it's 2.33%.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the disparity in the income. Their median income is quite interesting. Wilcox is 17.5. Theirs is $71,085.
Exactly.
Okay. Now you take the top 10 in earnings and the bottom 10 and look at the disparity in what's happening. Now, the problem is that the number of people that live in that 15.4% going for fuel is a far greater number than the number of people that are paying 2.33% for fuel.
It's like I heard this economist talking about what the gas prices are is an unvoted for tax. Because when gas prices go up, all other prices go up. In essence, it's inflation.
Yeah.
That means savings is worth less. But debt is worth less.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these huge corporations that owe the government and all these different bodies all this money, they've structured it to where they don't have to pay it out for 20 years. So if they can raise, you know, the prices, lower the value of the dollar, they're essentially taxing the American public to pay off their debt. That's what they're doing.
That is true, but we've seen this happen before. We saw this happen in the Carter administration.
Yes. I was around for those gas lines, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to get you a copy of that guy that did all the funny bits where he took bits of commercials, bits of song and pasted them together as if he was a news reporter, and he did one on Watergate, and he did one on the energy crisis. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I can't think of the guy. No, I don't.
We'll have to send you a copy of that, and you can play it on the show. He says, you know, Mr. President, what about the gas crisis? You don't know that one? Maybe somebody will think of it.
Yeah, send it to me.
Okay.
All right. Man, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye.
1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. Toll free, it is Open Line Live, and we'll talk about whatever it is that is on your mind. One of the things that concerns me, you know, I've told you that if you really want to get a wider, broader perspective on what's going on in the world, you need to read the press from around the world. Now, you will read, I don't care what country you are in, you will read things about your country that will sort of make your blood boil. And you'll say, that can't be true. And sometimes it turns out to be true. But often it turns out to be as much propaganda as what you're getting fed by your own news media back home. One of the disturbing things that is happening is in some foreign press, they are essentially trying to convince people that the United States of America is cracking up and is about to collapse. Some of you have read that stuff, and you're worried about it, you're concerned about it, But let me tell you, I'm not. I don't think the United States of America is going to crack up. We've been through some tough, tough times previously. You know, we went through a time when this country very nearly cracked up. It was the Civil War. And that was real. That was a real possible breakup of the United States. But we lived through that. We lived through World War I. We lived through World War II. We lived through all of the social upheaval of the years of the Vietnam conflict, and there was social upheaval. Those of you who weren't alive at the time may not remember, but there were actually tanks in the streets of New York. I'm sorry, of Detroit. There actually were tanks and troops in the streets in Detroit. But we lived through that. A little bit banged up, a little bit scarred, but we lived through it. And we're going through some tough times right now, and we're going to live through it. We're going to survive it. We're going to come out on the other side stronger. But I'll tell you, that doesn't mean we don't have some tough times to go through. We're going to go through some tough times, I think. We're going through them now, and we've got some more to go through. But that's happening. And in this report about the UFO over Vietnam, one of the reports I read, I'm not even going to give you the details of it, but it, I will in general just say that the story that they're feeding certain parts of the world is that that was a U.S. aircraft that was shot down. It was a very unconventional U.S. aircraft that was shot down. It was on its way, they say, to a certain hotspot. And what they are saying is that it was shot down by the U.S., another part of the U.S. military. Now, that's being reported in some of the news elsewhere in the world. Could I be wrong? Yes, I can be wrong. I could be proven 100% wrong on this, but I'll tell you, I think that is nonsense. I really do. I don't buy that at all. It was some type of unknown craft. It may be of extraterrestrial origin. It may be of terrestrial origin, but whatever it is was unknown to the people on the ground, unknown to the military there in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. And so that makes it a UFO, even if it's of terrestrial origin. Don't know what it was. It is troubling, just as you know, you tune in every night, you hear me attack the press here for the way they handle UFO stories. I attack the press here for the way they handle them because I think they are absolutely inane. I think they're silly. They're ridiculous. And we deserve better from the press. Well, Reuters News reported on this UFO out of Vietnam. And I congratulate them on their report because it was just straightforward reporting. They didn't add to, they didn't take from, they didn't put any ha-ha-he-he in there. And it was just straight reporting. And so I congratulate them on that. I applaud them for it. And that's the kind of news reporting that ought to be done, not just about UFOs, but on everything else. Just give us the facts. We're not stupid. We'll figure this out. Just give us the facts. And so, as I say, I applaud Reuters. But some of the other news services in other countries have latched on to this event. And just as we get the stories about, you know, it was flares, it was a weather inversion, it was a weather balloon, blah, blah, blah. We get all that all the time. What they've done is the flip side of it. They've latched onto a UFO event, and there's no question that it happened. They've recovered pieces of whatever it was. And they're putting this story out. Here's a UFO event, and they're putting a story out using that event to propagandize against the United States of America. Now, look, if you don't like America, just say so. I mean, there's nothing. No, you just say, I don't like America. And a lot of people say that. But, you know, don't make up stories. Just, you know, you don't like us, you don't like us. That's it. You know. But you know, the news media out there around the world has, some of them, have latched onto this event and are making it into something that I would bet money it is not. It is a strange event. It is an unexplained event. But the idea that you had, this is what they're promoting, the idea that there was this U.S. airplane that was shot down by another part of the U.S. military, hogwash. I don't buy it. I don't know anybody in this country that buys it. Could I be wrong? Yeah, I could. Am I? No. Telephone number is 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. It is toll-free throughout the USA and Canada. And if you live outside of that area, you can send me a Flash message. Send it to flash@kevinsmithshow.com, or you can Skype me at kevin.smith.show. All right? So it's easy to get in touch with us. Maybe you have had something on your mind now for some time. You've been thinking about, if I had the opportunity to get in there and ask him this question, I would ask him. Well, here's your chance. If you have been thinking about a topic that you want us to discuss, or maybe we discussed it, but you've got more information that you want to add to the pot, now's the time. All right, it's toll-free, 1-800-289-1092. The interesting thing for me about this event where this UFO exploded over a Vietnamese island and just off the shore from Cambodia, what was interesting to me is the deputy commander of the Cambodian Air Force first came out and said we had reports that there was some kind of a plane that went down, some type of foreign plane went down. Then he retracted his statement later and said that's not the case. Don't you think that if an American plane went down in Vietnam, you do understand that Vietnam is, a communist country, right? I hope you understand that. And you do understand that they're not exactly thrilled with the United States of America. I think that if, in fact, this were the case, then I think what would happen is that I think they would, you know, if they had an American plane that went down, they'd be making all kinds of noise about that. And they're not. Skype caller, if you will, hang on for just a moment. And let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don again. Is it okay if I make another comment?
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I wanted the last call. I wanted to mention about my UFO sighting over Memorial Day.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's no great sighting, but it's the first sighting I've had since 1966. And my wife and I were out sitting out by the pool, and, you know, I live in the Phoenix area. I don't live too far from Kevin, and that day was just gorgeous here. It was perfectly clear blue skies out. And I was sitting there by the pool, and I noticed towards the east there was just a few real small puffy white clouds, which seemed a little odd to me because they would dissolve right out, then they would form right back. And my wife didn't think it was peculiar, but I don't know. It might have been normal for clouds, as far as I know. But out of the corner of one of the clouds, bottom corner, an orb comes out, going descending down about a 45-degree angle, and flashing on and off. It would flash on, flash off, flash on, flash off, at that pace there. And when it would flash on, it was a white color. And we could see planes in the area, so, you know, we could clearly distinguish planes. Like I said, this was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, so it was completely lit out, nice day. And it descended down until it got down to the horizon where I could no longer see it. But, hey, it was a UFO. It was something unidentified. I know it wasn't a plane, so I don't know what it was. But, hey, it was kind of nice to see it. It was, you know,
a strange thing, for sure.
Sighting there or anything, but I would like to hear other people's sightings. I know you have a lot of professionals on, you know, creme of the creme, you know, like Stanton Freeman and stuff, but it's really nice. I love it when your show, you have the average Joe on who's had experiences, because when you get those guys on, I mean, these guys are what makes up the Stan Freemans and the all the others, you know, because without these guys, Stan Freemans, they have no career.
You're right. You're right.
So it's always nice to hear it directly from the horse's mouth.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, Kevin.
All right. Yeah, 1-800-289-1092, or if you're outside of the USA and Canada, Skype me at kevin.smith.show, all right? What do you think? Maybe, in fact, I'm all wet on this. But I think if that story that's out there in the foreign press, and I don't think it's very widespread yet, I don't think it's being given much credence. I think most people see it for what it is, or at least what I think it is, which is just propaganda. But if a plane went down, an American plane went down in Cambodia, or if it went down in Vietnam, I think we would be hearing all kinds of noise out of those two governments. I really do. Just think about when there was one of our planes was rammed or ran into or whatever, a Chinese plane, and it had to land in China. It was damaged, and it had to land in China. There was a huge uproar over that out of China. I think we'd have the same thing out of Vietnam or Cambodia. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Eli, this is John of Noah's Ark.
Yes, John.
Well, sir, I was very interested in the debris recovered by Vietnam. It's obviously very, very lightweight construction, and, you know, light equals fast sometimes. And I don't know, but it could be whoever it was a victim of boogie woogie bogey, you know, that's coming on your screen, boogie.
Yeah.
Fast, boogie, boogie. Nothing, boogie, boom. If he's not got any kind of chirp going on to identify himself, and just about everybody, every country in the world knows everybody else's chirps. You know, so they should know if it was somebody's, whose it was. But, you know, we do fly some experimental stuff that is awfully exotic.
Yeah, but the idea that our military shot down one of our planes, I don't buy that.
Well, say the big red button had been pushed and this boy is on an absolutely do-or-die mission. Okay, he's disregarding all radio signals because he's got his orders in his back pocket. He is going where he has been sent to do what he's to do.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes to stop that, you have got to decide which of your pieces you're going to move onto a black square. He might have just got moved onto a black square.
Maybe.
It happens.
Well, it may be, but I'll tell you, I have a hard time buying it.
I understand, Steele, but I had a hard time understanding the USS Liberty.
Yeah.
Well, I love you. You're having a wonderful show. Oh, the guy that was talking about the blinking light a minute ago.
Yeah.
That just hung up. He's absolutely seen what he said he saw.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it, too. I know just exactly what he's talking about.
Now, what part of the country are you in?
I was in Texas. I'm in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm up in the Ozarks up here. But, yeah, I definitely saw that. And my wife did too, because it did to our interest.
So you've seen the same thing he described?
Yes, sir, I have. And I'm proud to say I've called you since I knew you was out there. And if you want to call me, I'll give you my phone number, man. But I'll stand right beside that old boy.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate the call.
Steve, it's wonderful to hear from you. I'm so glad you didn't die last night.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. I figure every day I wake up and I'm on this side of the grass, I won.
Yeah, but what do you do when you wake up on the other side that's so much neater?
Well, I don't know. Never been there.
All of a sudden, everything you ever wondered, you know. Boy, wouldn't that be great?
It would be. It would be.
A little time to...
I don't want to volunteer for the next load, though.
Well, I was out getting some roses from my wife before the thunderstorm killed them the other day. And on my way back, I have to admit I told my shears in the air and just kind of daring the fates, but I've been known to do that.
Well, listen, I appreciate the call. We have a break coming up. I'm going to have to run.
Okay, well, have fun, man.
Thanks for the call. All right, and let me say to our caller that's on Skype, if you will, just hang on. I'll get to you right after the break. Is that all right?
Yes, certainly. Kevin, not a problem.
All right. All right, folks, we have a break coming up in 3 seconds. And you know what that means? I'm out of here for about 3 minutes. On the other side of this break, we'll continue with your calls. 1-800-289-1092.
Instead of, oh, no, you know you're too first blood. Instead of, oh, no, you're too first blood. Instead of, oh, Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back, and we are open line tonight. That means, of course, that whatever it is you want to talk about, we will talk about. All right, let's go to the Skype line, and caller, are you still with me?
Yes, I am, Kevin. It's Tony from Australia again. How are you?
Outstanding, Tony.
Yes, look, I just had we're just talking about the Vietnam incident. I just had a bit of a frightening thought. Could this be the beginning again of the cosmic wars? What's your thoughts, Kevin?
When you say could this be, what do you mean by this?
Well, with the incident in Vietnam with that aircraft exploding or that UFO exploding.
Well, you know, it could be. I don't know. You know, Dick Criswell reported to us about reports that he had gotten out of, I believe it was Kokomo, Indiana.
Oh, yes.
And people said they saw what looked like a dogfight between UFOs, and a beam of light came out of one and exploded the other one. So, I mean, that's a pretty fantastic thing. But he had several reports of that, several witnesses. And then here's some type of unidentified object flying in the sky that explodes over a Vietnamese island. Don't know. Could it be a startup of the cosmic war? Perhaps it never ended. Perhaps they just it's like Australian football. You know, it's all one big fight, but it moves up and down the field. So maybe it's just moved back.
Well, this is true, Kevin. This is very, very true. Look, well, as you said, with the dogfight and this incident, it's going to be interesting to see in the coming weeks, or not the coming months, if this type of activity is going to pick up, and there's going to be a lot more sightings and a lot more fighting happening above our skies. It's going to be quite interesting few months, I think, ahead of us.
I think so. I do. And, you know, on the cosmic war issue, man, your guess is as good as mine, but, you know, I think that if there ever was a cosmic war, and assuming that there was, it perhaps never ended. It just, as I said, like a football game, moves up and down the field, and it's just sort of moved back here for a while, maybe.
Most definitely. Anyway, thanks again for having us on, Kevin. You're doing a top job, mate, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin.
Yes.
You're talking to me. All right, this is Tim from New Hampshire. This is the second time I've called you. You had an awesome show. And the first time I was ungrateful. I didn't know I was talking to you while I was on the air. I would like to remind your audience, too, that there's listener supported, and you've got an awesome show. I wanted to say, I check out everything I hear on your station. I checked out this Jeff guy from, he was an archaeologist, him and his wife. I checked out his station.
Oh, you're talking about Jerry Wills.
That's it. I checked out his station. I saw some anomaly that he didn't even mention. He had, on his site, he has strange lights or something like that. I was watching this little video on here, and he starts to focus in there. Just before he focuses in, he starts to his wife and the people just with him, and I see a rod. There's a rod right when that starts changing. You got to check that out because you had the guy on your show. Mm-hmm. You also had Kent and Freeman on the other night. That was awesome. You're awesome. You're a graceful host, and I just want to say that. I also want to remind the listeners, these listeners supported. Kevin, I wish I could give you some because I listen to you every night on my way. I'm on my way to my own dreamland.
All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate those kind comments.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, Kevin, check out that on Jerry's lights. When he's focusing in, he tells his wife he's focusing in, you see a rod.
All right, I'll check that.
Okay.
All right, thanks. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092, toll-free throughout all of the USA and Canada. And I got to tell you, it's very, very humbling when I hear from you. And especially if you say that you like the show or you like what's happening, it's very humbling. I promise you, I don't get a big head about it. It's just very humbling. You are truly what the show is about. And it's been that way since the beginning. It's been that way, and we're going to keep it that way. Sometimes we have people on as guests that I would not have chosen as guests, but you have written in, and you've persisted in saying we need to get this person. I get them on, and you know what? It's a great show. Most of the guests that we have on come from your recommendations. Some I find other places, but most of them come from your recommendations. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. John in North Carolina.
Hi, John.
Yeah, well, I sent you a link about that Vietnam UFO. Other guys probably did, too.
You're the one that I followed the link. You can tell. I read the article.
Well, I mentioned in there that I thought it was total propaganda. When I first started going to that site, I don't think I should name that site, but when I first started going to it, I thought it was a little off the wall. Not only do they misrepresent the articles that they present on their site, they actually add a bunch of whoppers to it.
Well, yeah, and I find it interesting that they say on the site, we will not give you any interviews related to anything that's on this site.
Yeah, well.
They've got a statement on there that says, we don't give interviews and we don't disclose who we are.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation going on the Internet right now, and it is definitely anti-American. A lot of it's coming out of Russia and other countries that aren't our allies. And I think most of the people that's been on the Internet for over weeks about figured it out. But I think Congress has some legislation coming up soon about this very situation, I think.
Really? What kind of legislation?
They're trying to pass, I can't remember, my brain, I'm getting older, Kevin, and my brain just don't gear up like it used to, but it's something, a lot of people are disliking it because they think it's going to be censoring the Internet, but if they can get some of this disinformation and anti-American BS off the Internet, go to it, I say.
Well, yeah, but look, I'll tell you, here's the deal. They may can stop it from coming onto the Internet in the USA, but the rest of the world will still get it.
Yeah.
And and I'll tell you this. If I have to walk through a room where we know there are rattlesnakes, I prefer for the snake to have his rattle. I don't want a bunch of rattlesnakes where somebody takes their rattles off of them. If I can hear them, I know where they are, I know they're dangerous, and I'm safer by knowing where they are. And I think it's freedom of speech is one of the greatest safety valves there is on the planet. Even if somebody hates me, I want him to have the freedom to say so. I'm safer if I can hear it.
Well, I guess if we got the freedom to condemn them, then I guess we should give them the consideration of being able to print it, I guess, but a lot of it is really anti-American, Kevin, and you know it.
Well, it is. Now, in fairness and honesty, some of the things that we do with the best of intentions backfire. And, you know, people need, when it backfires, they need to be able to complain about it. We need to be able to hear it. Otherwise, we think everything's going okay.
Yeah.
Negative feedback is as helpful as positive feedback if you're prepared to do things to improve. So I don't see, I mean, you know, I think as long as they print it, they put it on the internet, and they have that freedom, and I have the freedom to come on here and say, I think that's bogus. I think that is propaganda. And, you know, and I do. I think that story is propaganda. I just don't buy it. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But the freedom of speech runs two directions. Well, they have the freedom to say what they want to about us. We have the freedom to also say what we want to about us.
But there's a big difference between honest reporting and propaganda, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but don't you think for a second that you get honest reporting all day, every day here in this country?
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
And I mean, this, you know, do you think that when newspapers run a story that's so slanted that it doesn't even resemble the actual event that happened, do you think they don't have a propaganda agenda? Of course they do.
Yeah.
And they do it to us in this country, and other press around the world do the same thing. But I think that's one of the reasons that it's good to have a show like this where you can come on and say what you think.
Right. Well, sometimes it is hard for me to sort out the truth, especially in politics. I know you don't want to talk politics, but not only politics.
Oh, it's easy to sort that out. It's not true. Hey, we're into a break. Thanks for the call.
Okay, see you.
All right.
Kevin Smith Show has been broadcasting to the world since 2000. Our audience has grown from zero to audience in 70 countries, making it one of the hottest shows on which to advertise. Put the power of the Kevin Smith Show to work for your own business. Advertising on this show is definitely one of the hottest ways to expose your business to the world. Request your free media kit right now and put the sizzle of this show to work for you today. Send your request to adinfo@kevinsmithshow.com. That's adinfo, A-D-I-N-F-O, at kevinsmithshow.com. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Ryan from earlier. I'm calling a second time again. Sorry about that.
All right. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Sorry about that. I guess that picture of the that alien peeking through the window is, I don't know if I'm able to say, but it's on Coast to Coast AM's website now.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you be able to say that?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was able to mention another radio show's website.
You know what? I'm not nervous about other radio shows. It's quite all right.
Yeah. I didn't mean to be kind of one-sided on that earlier when I called in. I was completely... I didn't mean to come to a quick conclusion like that.
I don't know
if it's real or I don't know if it's not real. I just... I know that there's a lot of people that will try to trick you, but...
Well, I don't know whether it's real or not either. But, I mean, if it strikes you as being not real, well, there's nothing wrong with saying that, look, it's healthy for you, and it's healthy for the audience, and it's healthy for the country, and ultimately for the world, for people to say what they really think.
Yeah, I guess it's so easy to call into your show. I don't think many people realize that it's really easy to get through when you call the phone number to your show, and it's so easy that it's almost like kind of, it's almost, I like calling your show because I call twice sometimes.
Yeah, but you know,
it's kind of like a habit, you know, sometimes.
Well, but you've been pretty lucky, let me tell you. I'm looking at the call log right now. We've had 127 calls to the show tonight so far, and obviously I haven't put 127 people on the air. So
yeah.
There are a lot of folks that didn't get through.
A lot of people redial. Mm-hmm. I redial a couple times.
Yeah, but this only logs the number once.
Oh.
Okay, so there have been 127 unique calls to the show, and there are a lot of people that do try to get on, can't get on, and I get emails about that, but, you know, it's that's the way it is. If a show is a popular show, there are a lot of people trying to call.
How many people listen to your show? Are you able to tell?
Well, it's like radio. There's some science and some guessing in that. I will tell you that our audience for sure is in 95 countries.
Oh yeah.
So how many people are listening? In the multiple thousands.
Probably you already know. Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, would you be able to give us a teaser for who you have coming up next week, or
no? I don't do that. Look, if I do that, it creates all kinds of problems.
I understand.
Yeah, I've tried that, and it created all kinds of problems. And
that's
so,
no problem, I understand. Hey, I bet you'd be able to get that. His name's Stan Romanek. I know your show's about paranormal stuff, and he was on Larry King tonight, but I bet you'd be able to, he might be able to come on your show for a little while, but he has some interesting equations or something that he on his website there. So anyways, I just thought I'd tell you that the video you watched earlier wasn't the real video that they had.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-289-1092. If you're one of the 127 that has not gotten through yet, keep trying. You will get through eventually, and we want to hear from you. 1-800-289-1092. I don't know what to think about that video that he released, or that he gave a viewing today to the press out in Colorado, Mr. Peckman. I don't know, but I guess we'll find out in the days ahead. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm calling to thank Tony for down in Australia for responding to my call from last week and about the incidents that have happened in the Blue Mountains down there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think he'd make a good guest on the show to talk about the Blue Mountains, since he apparently knows a lot about them.
Well, I think you may be right. We may try that.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have our first Skype-in guest. You never know.
We may give that a try. I'll tell you, Skype is a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Well, from what I've heard, I agree with you, man.
But it's a good service for people that are outside of our toll-free area. however, for me, it's much akin to flying a 747 without hydraulics. It's tough to keep it afloat. All right, man, I appreciate the call.
All right, and thanks for having the show, Kev.
All right. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. A number of our callers have this evening referred to the fact that there's a whole lot of disinformation out there on the Internet, and you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware that just because it's on the Internet does not mean it's true. Now, just because it's on the Internet does not mean it is untrue. All right, so you have to really think. You can't just read a story and say, I feel like that's true. How you feel makes no difference whatsoever in determining whether something is true or not. All right? You may feel like you can breathe underwater till you try it. So you have to think. But thinking's a good thing. And I am 100% certain that you are quite capable of reading all kinds of points of view and coming to your own determination as to whether you think a thing is true or not. There is a philosophical study, there is a field of philosophy called epistemology, and that is, how do you know that you know? How do you know that you know? Well, just because we feel strongly about something is no evidence that we know. That's evidence that we believe. I'm not saying you should not feel strongly about things, but what I am saying is when you read things on the Internet, you see videos, you see pictures on the Internet, you got to think. Not just feel, you got to think. And you've got to ask a lot of critical questions about what you're seeing. Compare it to other information that is available from other sources. And after you strike all that information together, you come up with an informed opinion, I guess, as to whether you think a thing is true or not. There are very few things in this world that we can say we actually know. But there are a lot of things that we can come to a determination and say, the preponderance of the evidence leads me to think this. It has been a kick. I have enjoyed it. I hope you have enjoyed it. But the time is up, and we've got to go. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.